May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, July 15th, 2023. And today I'll be discussing an amazing week, which I think you'll agree has some very good news. Over the next 2 days, the moon is coming into alignment with the sun, which is why you don't see it right now. You know, there's too much glare. This new moon, as it's called, begins a two-week cycle to the full moon, and since this is also a bi-weekly show, I tend to sync my newsletter and podcast to the natural rhythm of the lunar cycles and thematic stuff that's going on in the cosmos as far as geometrically ordered divinity, you know, God, in terms of a frame of reference for celestial energies as they interface with the terrestrial grids of our consciousness. So this last cycle from the full moon in Capricorn to the new moon in the sign of Cancer is a big change up in the quantum field from earth sign to water sign. So the new moon on Monday sets the tone for the next month with a more feminine energy of sensitivity of the emotional body. And with a major heat wave scorching about a third of America right now, a lot of people may be losing their temper. So keep your head while others are losing theirs. The mind gets a little lazy in the water sign of Cancer, so I'm not going to go into a detailed cosmic weather report for the planet as I usually do, but I can tell you that this is a truly cosmic, amazing time with some very unique aspects, you know, geometry in the quantum field, astrology, psychology of the hour. But I'll spare you the details and cut right to the amazing news highlights from this last week. The newsletter I'm going to be discussing is archived at the HeartCom Network and listed in the Cosmic Love show notes. So you can read along if you pull up this newsletter in another window. This link is in the show notes of the podcast, or so you can pause the replay and watch videos or read articles that interest you for a personalized multimedia show. You know, kind of a summation of the energy and the geopolitics these days, you know, things are pretty intense, folks. I mean, there's a massive global power shift brewing. The war for the hearts and minds of global humanity is heating up, and you can either be awake and aware of the opportunity for a great awakening and enlightenment and global holistic healing, or not so much. So here we go with my cosmic reality report for an amazing week. I should add that this is another love sandwich with good news at the top and the bottom with some serious meat on different subjects in the middle. A little smorgasbord, if you will. So I hope there's something here for everyone. So here we go. And this was called Reality Report, an amazing week. For three decades, I've been wondering, how long will it take with the computer internet revolution for global netizens to wake up? You know, internet netizens, internet citizens, netizens, as I refer to them. How long is it going to take, you know, with this global instant everywhere interactive communications capabilities, you know, unity and diversity in principle? How long is it going to take in practice for, you know, people to wake up, wise up, rise up, you know, otherwise ascend in ways that naturally neutralize the dystopian crazy making, you know, the cognitive dissonance, propaganda, whatever you want to call it in the lamestream media? I mean, never before in modern history have we seen so many signs of the times with open source media evidence of dark side, deep state machinations to demoralize the masses with fear-mongering while pushing emergency agendas with their tyranny solutions to problems that they've been creating. This is the crazy making I'm talking about. Talk about cognitive dissonance. So what we've seen by now is that mainstream media gatekeepers for the deep state corporatocracy complex have barred their sycophant journalists from sharing anti-establishment views. In other words, they're embedded in the corporatocracy, and they've only got one narrative that they're allowed to cuss and discuss. So by keeping our attention focused on the big lie that is so big and so bold and so often told, many of us have believed it. So keep in mind, you know, always remember, this too shall pass. Call it the dark night of the soul, or, you know, the collective dystopian dysfunction in the collective consciousness, whatever, this too shall pass. I think it's kind of peaking right now. This is, like, I'd like to think, the darkness before the dawn. But there's good news. We're going to go into that. Of course, at the beginning of my newsletters, I quite often say after the introduction, skip to the bottom, you know, for to see the good. In this case, the Aquarian vision and mission, plus a phenomenal boogie-woogie with some phenomenal swing dancing. But that's, we'll get to that. In the meantime, the first video, the lead video, that is the most amazing news this week, there are several videos regarding this, is called, the headline is Sound of Freedom. It's a movie. Becomes the top grossing July 4th movie, beating out Indiana Jones. And you've got the video you can click on and watch that. It's a relatively short video. And basically the synopsis of this is that the Hollywood elite is panicking as this movie is exposing the sex trade. And this movie is skyrocketed. So as Mel Gibson, who's in the beginning of this movie, says, as an introduction, he says that, quote, a disturbing problem in our world today is the trafficking of children. And the first step in eradicating this crime is awareness. Now, Mel Gibson, and I got to give a little synopsis of this movie. Mel Gibson, I mean, you know, he's kind of the archetype of freedom and independence. I mean, the movie Braveheart and The Patriot, and he has represented basically that what is considered by the far left, he's considered the far right. You know, the patriotism this Make America Great Again theme has become, as far as Hollywood and the far left is concerned, has been considered, you know, extremism. So here you got this movie, The Sound of Freedom. And what's really amazing about it is the star in the movie is a guy who played the lead role in the movie that Mel Gibson directed called The Passion. And I don't know if you remember that movie, but, you know, this lead character in this movie, you know, played the role of Jesus. So here you have this guy, this lead role, who's actually, you know, his role is based on the true life story of a guy I'm going to be getting to him, who, you know, went in as a detective and to rescue children that had been kidnapped. When I say kidnapped, you know, this whole thing of child trafficking, you know, they've been stealing children all over the world. I mean, and we never hear about the trafficking of children. The media keeps this covered up. And this movie, they tried to bring it out 6 years ago, and they actually, I think, sold the rights to Disney, and Disney then sat on it and didn't want to. Why they ever was working with Disney, which is extreme left, why they ever thought Disney was going to, you know, honor their agreement or whatever. But anyway, they sat on, they finally got it back, and they got it published. And they're getting it out there. And then now it's skyrocketed. The timing right now apparently was the right time, because there's so many other things being exposed over the last 2 years, which is, you know, part of the subject matter of this newsletter, getting into the amazing news that's coming out that has been suppressed for the last 3 years. And so this is apparently the time for this to come out. The movie is, so to speak, skyrocketed. The time is critical, obviously, in a lot of regards. And this is one of the most evil things that's going on in global civilization, that it's affecting the governments of all nations. I mean, to say it's a disturbing problem in our world today, as Mel Gibson says, is an understatement. This issue of the trafficking of children has been unspeakable. I've been following it over the years, and every once in a while I report a little something on it, but it's almost too terrible to consider. And some of the things that's going on, I mean, it's just I won't even mention them in the show. The movie, The Sound of Freedom, is kind of a step down version. It's not sensationalism. It's balanced, and it's based on a true story. And again, the lead character that's detective that rescues children, his actual name is Tim Ballard. And he was a special agent who was fighting against child abuse and trafficking. And he's working now with his foundation called Operation Underground Railroad that's saving children from exploitation. And there's a video about that I have down below. It's, the Wakened with JP guy, you know, the redhead guy that does the satires, the hilarious satires and videos that I often include in my newsletters. He's just brilliant. He's interviewing this guy, Tim Ballard, who the movie is based on. You know, it's like based on a true story. And again, the lead actor that's playing Tim Ballard was Jesus in the movie The Passion. So here you have Jesus rescuing children in this movie. I mean, that's basically, you can kind of jump, you know, this is part of the messaging of this movie. Now, those who saw The Passion, which was a wonderful Christian movie, a very inspired Christian movie, very powerful, in a sense, gut-wrenching, but, you know, very, very, anyway, very congruent. I wanted to go into some of these other movies related to that. One of them is the Reese Report. In Reese Report, I often do his videos. They're short videos, usually about 5 minutes, as this one is. And this kind of sums it up on the child slavery and the movie, The Sound of Freedom, what this issue is about. So like I say, it's only about 5 minutes long, but it's really good. Good synopsis. And then there's this the Jordan Peterson, who's really been on a roll lately. Jordan Peterson is he's a brilliant mind. And since he got on a meat diet, which I don't recommend for everyone, but for some people, like my son, for example, the paleo diet has been really good for him. And he's been really, really congruent mentally and interviewing, doing brilliant interviews this last year. And in this interview, he discusses the new film, Sound of Freedom, with the star, as I was referring to, you know, who plays the real life inspiration story of Tim Ballard. Tim Ballard's in this interview also, and this Jim Cavazel. So this, like I mentioned before, the film, you know, details Ballard's work as a special agent who fights against child sex abuse and trafficking. So there's very good discussion of this subject. Now, what follows, those who have pulled up of the narrative in another window and are kind of following along, or otherwise, you know, you can check this out for yourself later. There's this 3-minute video that's on the roots of pedophilia in the United States. Now, this is a brilliant video. The timing is perfect because this stuff is all coming out now. And this is some of the most critical stuff in regard to the karma of the United States, if you want to call it karma. You know, the blowback for, you know, how this has affected this whole pedophilia movement in the United States and the trans movement and all of this. The whole roots of it go back to Kinsey. And, you know, he laid the foundation or the groundwork, you know, to the scientific, so to speak, you know, the pseudoscience, you know, for abusing kids, you know, the science that they've used and abused regarding sex trafficking and, you know, all kinds of inversion, subversion, and perversion of morality, basically. This is mind-blowing stuff. You know, the roots of it. What does it goes back to? When it began in the United States, you know, after World War II, and who are the principals and what were they were saying, and, you know, how sick they are, how sick they really were and are, and the sickness that's caused. So this is, you know, if people want to get to, you know, strike the root of the problem, you know, this is good to understand, especially you prayer warriors. The more specific material you have and names that you can name, the more power and effective your invocations are for pulling down higher power, you know, on earth as in cosmos at large. So like I say, there's another video with Tim Ballard being interviewed and joined with JP, you know, the Awaken with JP guy. And they talk about his work with Operation Underground Railroad and how you can help save children from exploitation. He's got more information on that with the website that you can look at. This is followed by an article by Robert W. Malone, MD, MS, one of my real heroes in the truth-telling movement right now, specifically in regard to the whole healthcare issue. I mean, there's three issues here: the medical, media, marketing, megatrend market models, you know, how they all interface and interact. And the medical aspect of this, the real medical, the true science, medical science regarding what's going on with the COVID crisis and the perspective and values of people and the shock they've gone through over the last 3 years. He calls it, refers to it as ontological shock. And ontology is the science of the nature of being, you know, how our being has been shocked over the last 3 years with the cognitive dissonance and the blatant abject propaganda and misinformation and disinformation. You challenge the big lie and you're accused of being a disinformation agent. Well, again, I'm speaking to the choir. Most people listening to the show and receiving my newsletter know what I'm talking about. But it's good to have articles like this every once in a while for people that want, you know, some in-depth orientation. Like, this is a reality report. This is the reality we're not getting in the lamestream media. These are the leading luminaries, you know, the cultural creatives, the social network influencers that. In this case, right, this Dr. Robert Malone, MDMS, he's brilliant. He's one of my heroes. He's one of the best I found as far as, you know, the short skinny on the deep doo doo. What the real story is with the medical industrial complex and the economics and politics and all of that that's involved with why we've been lied to the last 3 years about the COVID. So again, a lot of you, this is old hat for a lot of you. For others, there's new people on the list that this is kind of shocking stuff for them. But like I say, this is the strong meat. I get to some light and love here before too long. And in the meantime, there's headline articles like this from this last week. And this headline is an amazing freak show. The Treasury Department increases the national debt by over $850 billion in just 1 month. So as the subtext says here with this article that you can click on and read, it says, a month ago, the fake debt ceiling fight ended and Congress suspended the federal government's borrowing limit for 2 years. But A month ago, let me repeat this. The fake debt ceiling fight ended and Congress suspended the federal government's borrowing limit for 2 years. And since the debt ceiling deal, the U.S. Treasury has added a staggering $851 billion, almost $1 trillion, to the national debt. Now, the point of this is there's a controlled demolition going on in the economy. Some of you know this. Some of you understand, you know, what the real situation is, that they're printing money. And of course, that's causing inflation, you know, depreciating the value of the existing currency because it's diluting the currency in circulation. And when I say controlled demolition, they're doing this on purpose. It's all part of the plan to bring America to its knees so we'll accept the CBDCs, you know, the digital currencies. In other words, create a crisis and provide a solution which is actually more centralized control with a social credit system and a digital ID and digital credit system and a digital passports and digital everything to where we can be owned and controlled by the technocrats. And again, this is shocking to some people. I make a really good case for it since the first of the year with multiple videos and articles that go into this in far more detail. But again, I'm speaking to the choir largely here, but I'm just kind of telling people what they already know, reminding what the reality is. Again, this is a reality report. And there's it's an amazing time because a lot of this stuff's coming out. For example, here's a headline for you. A Lancet study on COVID vaccine autopsies finds that 74% were actually caused by the vaccine. The byline says, study is removed within 24 hours. I mean, Lancet used to be a high-integrity medical journal. And they print this article and obviously online, and then it was removed within 24 hours. Someone apparently did a screen capture and said, whoa, what happened to it? The good news is, now this is again, kind of a mixed bag here. I mean, you got a sandwich, your love sandwich, and good news on the front end and the back end and some strong meat in the middle, but there's also some lettuce and pickles in there. And this is some of the good news, some of the lettuce, okay? Many people that got the vaccine had a harmless patch. That's the, you know, the keynote here. And the article headline is, German scientists find evidence that the European Pfizer batches included placebos. Now, the subtext here reads that it is now being revealed that as many as one-third of the Pfizer batches of vaccines were placebos, inert ingredients, as part of the experimental control, you know, test to see how effective are the jabs for reducing population and increasing disease treatment profits, as pathological as that may sound. How would they know if they didn't test it with a placebo, a test group? Apparently, that's what they did. The German scientists have found that evidence. And so this is a huge issue. And this is followed by a video. And this is a great video. And this is this farmer guy called Off Grid with Doug and Casey, a rancher guy and his wife, and he said in the headline here is one reason why the USA is so sick. Wow. He goes on to explain how the U.S. government adds vaccines to the prescribed vaccine schedule. And he says it is appalling. And it is. This is a short, relatively short video, but he goes into some amazing, you know, how this is, you know, it's all paid for. I mean, it's all, they're bought off. You know, big pharma, you know, they subsidize the science to represent the narrative that they want of drugs, vaccines, drugs for whatever ails you. And again, you're talking about, you know, they've made, you know, what, $65 billion on the vaccines, but they've made like $600 billion over the years of the next year on treating symptoms caused by the vaccines. I've reported on this in previous newsletter, previous articles. I know this sounds outrageous, but, you know, you can watch this video and you can see it's like in your face. This is the whole thing is rigged. I mean, it's rigged. It's profiteering. It's racketeering. It's really racketeering, the medical industrial complex. But, you know, he, you know, the golden rule for the big money, big pharma is he who has the gold makes the rules. We're talking about, you know, a $1 trillion industry that they're, you know, making a killing. Excuse the expression, but I got to get a drink of water here. Okay, Doug Casey. For those who know Doug Casey, he's saying that here's what is really making many Americans fat, sick, poor, and stupid. He goes on to say 1 in 3 Americans are either overweight or obese, and 50% of teenagers have serious health conditions from, of course, as I would say, from getting a pharmaceutical schedule of vaccines, as the previous video just explains. So, I mean, what's going on is not just dietary. It's the vaccines. And it's really so many people are just, I mean, they're so sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're just too sick and tired to really realize what's making them sick and tired. There's, you know, it's, and this was all by plan and intent, folks. You can't have healthy people that are in their right minds that can think for themselves. You can't have that and basically do the totalitarian tiptoe, you know, by it's like the Gramsci strategy of just gradualism, very gradually, like the boiling frog syndrome, you know, just make things worse and worse and worse, and people go along with it because they just haven't got the mental clarity and discernment and mental discernment clarity to see through the belief system, BS propaganda that's being pushed through the lamestream media. So you've also got the same situation with the military-industrial complex as the medical-industrial complex. So here's an article on the military-industrial complex, Unbound, Power Without Constitutional Principle. And this video had 1.3 million views in 12 days. It's got Douglas McGregor in it, who's a brilliant guy. It talks a lot about what's going on with the military-industrial complex and how they're basically pushing the war issue, you know, for their own, you know, making a killing, you know, without consent of the governed. I mean, it's not just a perverse big pharma preoccupation, this, you know, creating and managing, you know, war and disease. And there's a 1 minute synopsis you can watch on this. That's really by McGregor at about 6 minutes, 41 seconds. That some people, again, like they skip to, you know, give me, you know, let me see the good, or let me see the reality in an essence, the synopsis. And so, again, there's about a 1 minute synopsis. It's 6 minutes, 41. So those are, again, are listening to the podcast and have another, are following the narrative, you know, this the newsletter in another window. You can pause the narrative at this point, or, you know, the audio of the podcast, and watch this video, or watch the 1 minute at 6:41 minutes. Some people are using this as a multimedia show, and that's the best. That's how you can get the most out of these newsletters, is with the commentary, and that you can get a little bit of an orientation, and that which interests you, then you can go to and create your custom multimedia show. So this next exceptional July 7th reality report is an interview between Tucker Carlson and Russell Brand. Russell Brand is—he's a little pretty edgy, and Tucker—he's been really on a roll with truth telling since he's gone with Twitter. But he's interviewing Russell Brand here, and we're talking about some out of the box truth telling as they discuss, you know, world leaders, Ukraine, alternative media, Fox News, and more. The next video that follows that was censored by YouTube, and this is again Jordan Peterson again, and here he's interviewing Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is being censored largely by YouTube because he is demolishing the Democratic Party. He's like a true Democrat, or at least representing Democratic values like we could identify with John Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, you know, his uncle. And, of course, Robert F. Kennedy, you know, his father. I mean, this is an amazing story that this RF Kennedy Jr. is running after both his father and his uncle were assassinated. And here he is coming out, you know, great guns, truth telling, with Jordan Peterson helping him cut to the quick of what his real story is, discussing his candidacy for the 2024 presidential election. You know, his thoughts on key issues such as climate change, woke ideological capture, legacy media, pharmacy's stranglehold on Democrat funding, and how the ideals that unite Americans are stronger than ideas which divide us. So great video. Again, I know there are some individuals that tell me they don't watch the media, lamestream media at all, but they get my newsletters, and during the week, when they have time, they watch the different videos and read the articles that they're, you know, that interest them, and for what time they have. And I appreciate that. That's really why I did this. And so, again, the idea of they're doing a radio show and going over the narrative and referring to, you know, different highlights that I think are, you know, keynotes and highlights, and then doing some freestyling. You know, I love country swing dancing, but I like freestyle dancing too. And then when I freestyle it, it's like the dance is I kind of go all over the place, you know, without following the script, so to speak, between the lines. So I like this article. Hunter Biden's cocaine was found in the White House. Boy, there was a lot in the media about this last week. I mean, there was a former Secret Service agent who says there's no chance that cocaine would make it past the security checkpoints unless it's by the family, because the family bypasses those checkpoints. So we all know Hunter Biden has a habit. I think there's probably half the White House has a habit. I wouldn't be surprised if that's why they call it the White House some days, because of the white stuff going around. Anyway, crazy stuff. Another video here is, and this is follows, the headline is Launch of the Mark of the Beast System is announced by the World Economic Forum. This was on InfoWars about a week ago. Again, what this is saying is that the elite are openly announcing the incoming dystopian technocracy with their future modeling, you know, timeline manipulation, that tries to set the matrix for the future by telling us how they plan to co-opt consent of the governed, as if we agree to loss of freedom in the name of security until we lose both. It was like the Patriot Act, one of the most unpatriotic things that happened to America. I mean, in the name of security, the Patriot Act was enacted, but what it did, it was limited our freedoms, you know, our core constitutional freedoms of speech, assembly, petition, and it's been downhill ever since. So it's like Franklin warned about, you know, giving up essential freedom in the, you know, for a little security until we lose both the freedom and security. And that's what this article references. I mean, it's a huge issue right now. So this related theme here is that the UN has got a global digital compact to create Internet 2.0 with no freedom of speech. This is what they're doing. They create a crisis. They manage a crisis by consolidating power and control. In this case, limiting our freedoms, no freedom of speech. Internet 2.0 with no freedom of speech and a social credit scores for everyone. So if they don't like what you're buying, and there's another article goes into this, they'll just basically make it unavailable, or you lose, you know, your social credit scores. And that's how they control people in communist China with the social credit system, and they're trying to move it all over the world. You know, China was like the test market. Big technology went there, and they've test marketed it for the last 6 years. Their social credit system with a total surveillance grid. That's communist socialist China, and they're, you know, the deep state. That's who they are and what they do and what they want. So there's an article here, kind of tongue in cheek, by Corbett Report. And it's called The Internet is Dead. Now, this is kind of satire, but it's, you know, kind of true. And, of course, the headline is The Internet is Dead. Long live the Internet. So this Corbett Report was one of my favorite sources of really good information on the Internet, the Corbett Report. Corbett Report is brilliant. They have so much brilliant stuff. I mean, as far as the opinion leaders and social influencers and, you know, basically cultural creatives that are just, you know, real brilliant truth tellers. This is James Corbett of the Corbett Report. Highly recommended for anyone that wants to do a search, corbettreport.com. You can pull up articles. You can subscribe for free and get their, you know, news releases, you know, every week, twice a week, all kinds of news reporting that they do. And in this article, he goes, have you heard the latest? Canadians are losing their access to online news. There's a link on that where you can read about that. Thanks to a new bill that would make tech companies liable for as much as linking to news stories. Also, French President Macron is mulling a social media shutdown. He's mulling it over, folks. I mean, he's talking about it. There's an article link on that. In the name of quelling France's social unrest. So there you go. You have unrest, you have crisis, you have chaos, and the solution is loss of freedom. That's their agenda. Here's another article in this regard. Meta, this is Facebook's new division called Meta. Their new Twitter killer, they call it, is an app called Threads that, surprise, surprise, began censoring from day one. Again, the solution to chaos they create, censorship, loss of freedoms. And the UK government is mulling a proposal to give their NSA equivalent, the GCHO, unprecedented sweeping new powers to monitor internet logs in real time, which is to say, no privacy, folks. I mean, you know, this is taking it to the next level, that, you know, internet logs, whatever you're logging on the internet, whatever you're writing on the internet, they can monitor that in real time. Not metadata as it used to be, where they'd look at patterns of information. No, they'll just, you know, listen to in on what you're doing. And I mean, the point of the Corbett reports is that, are you noticing a pattern in all this? I mean, the internet, I wouldn't say it's completely dead, but the freedom of speech and access to information and access to the true information and well-informed choice is definitely being challenged. Let's put it that way. So there's another article here, the WEF, the World Economic Forum. Digital currency could be used to block citizens from purchasing less desirable items, such as ammunition. Well, there goes the Second Amendment, folks. That's what they're doing. They're using crisis to push through the digital passports, digital currency, social credit system, all which can be used to block citizens from purchasing whatever they don't want you to purchase, less desirable items. Like, the problem is guns, so take away their guns. Can't take away their guns, we'll take away their ammunition. Guns aren't good without ammunition. There goes the Second Amendment. This is stuff that's going on. And here's another article, Sky News Australia. The host, Corey Bernardi, explains how the World Economic Forum intends to use a carbon footprint based on a social credit system to track and restrict every minute detail of your life under the pretext of combating the imaginary climate emergency. This is what they do, folks. They create a crisis to manage a crisis. They create an emergency, so they have emergency powers to do what? Track and control your life. You know, track you, restrict every minute detail of your life. Command and control, centralized control. So realize with real eyes that carbon dioxide is the building block of all life on Earth. This is an article that goes into, quote, there is no definitive scientific proof through real-world observation that carbon dioxide is responsible for any of the slight warming of the global climate. And again, that's all you hear. Well, the heat wave is caused by global warming. No, it's cyclic, you know, and this too shall pass. But no, they create a crisis that scares the bejesus out of people, and they give up what? Again, they give up freedom for security. False sense of security, unreality, but they call security, until they lose both security and freedom. I mean, this is what they do. This is their MO. So So there's a graphic here, circle the wagons. It shows a bunch of wagons in a circle with the Indians running around it. And it's followed by an article called Circle the Wagons. Government is on the warpath. This is by John and Nisha Whitehead, who do some really brilliant articles. I post their stuff a lot because their quality is so good and so, you know, intelligent. And he begins this article with a quote. And the quote is by Harry S. Truman, who said, quote, "Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear." Well, I tell you what, that's not prophetic. I don't know what is, because that's pretty much the situation we got now. Including this next article. This was an interesting article. America's 2024 voting machines won't be federally certified. That's the headline. And the byline is, voting machines will not meet new federal standards in time for the 2024 election. And election officials are freaking out. Freaking out. I mean, they're looking at a replay of, you know, the last stolen election. But most of the election officials were in on the steal. So, I mean, this is like gaslighting. I mean, they're not freaking out. They may say they're freaking out, but they know how the game is played. You know, if they're going to be made, you know, I mean, there's a lot of honest election officials. And I would be freaking out if I was a volunteer election official, that the federal standard and these voting machines aren't going to be certified. In other words, they can be hacked again. I mean, you know, it's going to be another rigged election. It's looking that way. So interesting, huh? Here's another headline for you. The American fool system, I mean, school system. This is what this is about. And this says headline, Carl Sagan warned us about government schools decades ago. And the byline here is, despite the extravagant spending, U.S. schools are failing children. Carl Sagan saw it, John Taylor Gatto saw it, and we see it today. Those of you know, John Taylor Gatto wrote some really famous books on the dumbing down of America. So, through the public school system. Here's another article that I think I referenced before. Meta, which is the division of Facebook, launches data harvesting Twitter clone, immediately starts censoring conservatives. Meta claims that over 10 million people had signed up for its Twitter competitor Threads in what CEO Mark Zuckerberg framed as a friendly alternative to the little blue bird. Well, friendly alternative, I mean, that's the way they always sell something. You know, this is better than Twitter, but turns out to be just as bad, if not worse. So, here's a quote for you, where the issue we're looking at, so many of our corporations today, like Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook and so many other social media, including Twitter. I mean, it's an issue, and this is a quote by Thomas Jefferson, very prophetic. What he says is, quote, "If once the people become inattentive to the public affairs, you and I and Congress and assemblies, judges and governors shall all become wolves." And I also should say corporate executives. But that, you know, he did talk about the corporations being the major nemesis, the banks and corporations being the major nemesis facing America. He said that back at the time of the revolution, American Revolution. So I tried to get a little lighthearted here, that I've had some heavy stuff, and there's a cartoon here. And, there's a wolf facing this fortress, and this fortress has got a little pig on top of it. And the byline here, the caption is, "The fourth little pig's house was made of wolf skulls. They aren't very sturdy, but they send a message." So there's a wolf being warned off, because the other wolves are being dispatched. That's, you know, kind of a theme I'd like to see, the wolves in sheep's clothing. They're going to get their due, specifically those who are any way connected to trafficking. Their judgment is nigh. They are about to die. I mean, we all are sooner and later, but their judgment is nigh. Anyway, the story of Pfizer, Inc. This is an article. A case study in pharmaceutical empire and corporate corruption. This is from the Health Freedom Defense Organization. And it goes on to say, the subtext here, that the extensive history of the pharmaceutical industry is filled with stories and deeds of misadventures, profit-making and profit-taking, fraud, bribery, false claims, messianic promises, and criminal conduct. Boy, that is the truth. And it's an eye-opener for a lot of people that don't realize how the economics and politics are far more complex than the science. And the science has been weaponized to serve the medical industrial complex and disease care, and basically mass pharmacide. So anyway, I'm, you know, I'm kind of outspoken on that subject. Here's another article by way of Snowden, which says that today's surveillance technology makes 2013 look like child's play. Edward Snowden said this. He said that we trusted the government not to screw us. We trusted them. And of course, he escaped the clutches for exposing the truth. And boy, it's just the whistleblowers that come out truth-telling about how serious things are. I mean, I'm small potatoes, but the high-profile ones, boy, if they don't get out of Dodge, you know, then they're going to end up in prison like Julian Assange. So, oh. Okay, I'm hydrating. Another article. Government now admits the geoengineering kill scheme to darken the skies. Now, this is freaky. I've been reading about this for some time. This is from the Health Ranger Report, you know, Brighteon Broadcast News. They've been they're doing brilliant work exposing a lot of this stuff going on. They've been wanting to darken the sky, the chemtrails, from the beginning. That's really what, that's one of the things they've been doing. Because sunlight, I mean, it's like terraforming. They're terraforming Earth so it's darker and cooler for the reptilians. That's one opinion. You know, I've heard that consistently, but you know, why else are they doing it other than population reduction and just basically the fifth extinction level event, or the, what is it called, the fourth extinction or fifth? I mean this one of the components to how not just the population reduction with vaccines, but geoengineering, the toxic genetic chemicals in the air that, you know, poisons the water and kills trees, which causes trees to, you know, they causes them to get sick and diseased and burn. You know, the forests burn like crazy. They're not green anymore. They're half dead. And again, the crops and the food that we eat and the poisons, the cadmium and the heavy metals, and going into the lakes and the streams and into the fish. I mean, it's like in the ocean. Anyway, this is plot out of hell, folks. And we all know that this too shall pass. I don't mean to beat that drum too heavy, but I mean, this is going on. And of course, I love Walt Whitman, who makes statements like, and there's a quote here from Walt Whitman who says, "Re-examine all you've been told and dismiss what insults your soul." I mean, if this is insults your soul, you know, any truth-telling that is too heavy, like the child trafficking has been so insulting to my soul over the years. I have not reported on it as much as I could have. And I feel now that it's just such a critical issue. It's like do or die for light and love. You know, this whole issue has to be stopped. It's like vaccines have to be stopped. You know, this wanton vaccine schedule that's killing our kids, making them sick. And I mean, it is insane. So this has been pretty heavy. I've laid it on pretty thick and heavy. I'm going to lighten it up now. Aquarian vision and mission. This was the good stuff I'm finishing up with. Personal and planetary ascension. And there's a beautiful angelic thought form there in the content. That is a good visualization for building momentum as collective common sense from great awakening to great enlightenment. You know, it's one thing, you know, the great awakening is a huge issue, but the movement from awakening to real enlightenment and the process is really important. So there's a quote here from Zen Gardner, who used to do some brilliant stuff. And he says here in this quote, "The trauma of waking up is very similar to the grief process, as most things you thought were reliable, credible, and stable no longer appear that way. Without this trauma, however, there's no waking up. So if anyone tells you that you can be taught the one truth or the one way of life without suffering of any kind, they're either lying or so delusional that they think it's true." And what he's basically saying here is we appreciate the light because of the darkness. If it wasn't for the darkness, we'd take the light for granted. That's all we'd be in. And when you're in heaven worlds, you're in the light. There's nothing to work against. In the dense 3D octave, there's physicality, and there is the energy veil, evil, the evil, and there's good and light. And there's this choice in the process. And it's a dance of light and darkness, you might say, of good and evil, of, you know, and pleasure, pain, when you're philosophically correct, and the pleasure, the pain, the loss, the gain, the fame, and the shame, they're all the same. And when you're centered and connected, it's like the left and right hemispheres of the brain. They're connected by the corpus callosum that does the brain switching, like in a microsecond, like 1,000 times. And this is what's going on. You know, in nature, all things are balanced. There's everything cycles, alpha to omega. You know, we appreciate the light because of the darkness. We appreciate trines and sextiles in our astrology, psychology, because of the squares and oppositions, the creative tension. It's the creative tension that makes way for creation, for co-creation. Anyway, I'm waxing poetic and philosophical, and I'm doing a little freestyling here, but the concept is think universal and act local, or think galactic and act local. Think global and dance local, network local. And thinking universal is like at-one-ment, atonement, the law of the one, unity and diversity, e pluribus unum, out of many one. You know, the founding fathers on the great seat of the United States. So think universal, dance, network, local. I mean, you can take the kind man out of heaven, but you can't take the heaven out of kind men. So being centered and connected, unity and diversity is a key way to keep mind congruent by being heart coherent. And I have a quote in regard to that. It's one of my favorite quotes. I'm going to pretty much wrap it up. There's a positive orientation here to the first principles of cosmic law. Law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one. The dimensional understanding and orientation to universal law language, the language of light of consciousness as consciousness, the universal language of love as the law of the one, the two and one. Three and one, four and one, five and one, the capstone, the creative ascent process, whereby you can, you know, basically whereby pure intention focuses attention with love retention for conscious ascension in the fifth dimension of full comprehension. That's my cosmic wrap, and I'm sticking to it. So I didn't have a chance to get into some other things I wanted to, but I would finish up by saying that hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution to higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of cosmic love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense. And it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule, law, language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change. Only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.